Hello and welcome to the Writing Sparrow podcast. I'm Serena Langer and this podcast is all about writing, publishing and marketing your book. Let's get started. Good morning and welcome back, friends and sparrows. This is episode 53. This is my quarter four episode and it's the 4th of October 2021. Well, this couldn't have gone any smoother. I'm confusing myself because I am recording the video for this as well for the first time ever, just for my Patreon supporters. And I am confusing myself between looking at myself in the screen and looking at my notes. So, just for my Patreon supporters, these are my notes. There's a lot, and I hope I won't get confused because it's actually been a very busy 3 months. So, to start with the most important thing, this little podcast has had its first birthday just a few short weeks ago on the 21st of September. So, happy birthday, but only a few days before its first birthday, we reached 1,000 downloads, which is just mind-blowing. And I wanted to say a very, very big thank you to you, to everyone who's been listening in every week and now recently more every other week, to everyone who's been talking to me about this, to everyone who has suggested to come on as a guest, and just generally to everyone who has listened and sent me feedback and comments and asked questions, and you're the best. And this has been a very exciting year. I'm really glad I've done this. To think that roughly a year ago I wasn't even convinced that I wanted to do this at all, and now I look forward to every interview I do. So it's come a really long way, and I'm very excited that so many of you are excited with me. So thank you very much again. Yes, to another great year. So in my last updates, roughly 3 months ago, back in July, I believe I said that there were a few things that I wanted to get done, because as you're hearing this now in October, I've just gone back to work. I'm recording this on the 22nd of September. I went back to the day job after my summer break a few days ago. And of course, this means that my routine has changed a little bit, which is always fun. Who doesn't love a good, confusing routine change? And I knew that once that time came, I would get a lot less done, because, of course, I'm going to be preoccupied with work, which is just so rude. But I knew that I wanted to get Blood Song edited. I knew that I wanted to get Blood Vow edited before that point. And I had just decided, with the help of my fantastic newsletter subscribers, that I was going to write a paranormal urban fantasy next. So how much of that did I actually do? Well, I'm still editing Blood Song, so I haven't quite got that part of it done. I haven't even looked at Blood Vow again just yet, but all for very good reason. So I have written the 10th book, the paranormal urban fantasy that my subscribers have voted for, the whole draft. Friends, it's done. I've done the whole thing. I don't know what happened. And more on that in a second. Because Blood Whispers also had rather a lot of progress, so that I've just sent that back literally just before this interview, solo chat, to my editor to do the final proofread, the line edits. She got through so fast. And so thank you so much, Brianna, if you're listening, you're fantastic. Everybody go hire Brie, she's awesome. And it's now suddenly coming together so fast. If you remember, just at the start of this year, and then again in my Q3 episode, I was struggling to just get through the edits. There were so many rewrites to do with this book. And of course, if you've been following me for any length of time anyway, you'll probably know that I've been working on this book for years. So it's been really tiring. And just as it always is, when you're near the end of any work in progress and you're nearing the publication date, everything just suddenly seems to come together so quickly. So I now suddenly need to sort the front and back meta. I need to get the map sorted. Now in October, my cover designer is going over the cover again, because of course, when I originally got these done, I still thought that they were all going to be novellas, so I was going to just have them out as ebooks and just have one box set paperback with all three. So a lot has changed since then. That was years ago. So yeah, the cover needs to be amended because I now have a paperback and not just an ebook. So there was a lot to get done there. And there was one more thing with that as well. So the advanced reader copies are very nearly done. I should definitely get them to my mailing list subscribers and to my reader group on Facebook this month in October. My Patreon subscribers have already had the advanced reader copy and I really hope they're enjoying it. And then, was there anything else with Blood Wisp? There's been so much to do with this damn book, to be honest. I'm losing track, but thank God for bullet journals and notebooks because they're keeping me sane at the moment. And tea, obviously. Tea always keeps me sane. But moving on to other works in progress, as I said, I have written all of book 10. And my last update in July, I said that I thought this series was going to be probably around 8 books long. And technically, it's not wrong, but there's now also another 2. So this will be a decology. There will be 10 books in total. And I don't know what happened, but one morning I just sat down to take some notes on it and suddenly I just had 10 books planned, as you do. So that's happening, I hope. But of course, it is the very, very early days with this. I have only finished the first draft of the first book in this decology, which will be overall book 10, which is a little bit confusing, I understand. But yes, I mean, a lot could still change in that. But that's the plan anyway, for there to be 10 books. And all being well, the first one in the series will be out next year. But that will be after the entire Blood Wisp trilogy is out, because if I sit on this for another year, I may just lose my mind. So I'm not going to do that. What is next? Let me just have a look at my notes. Oh, yeah. And with Blood Wisp, I do actually have a release date in mind. I haven't announced anything officially yet. My Patreons will probably know what I'm thinking by now. But again, there's still quite a bit that could change. And actually, at this point in the process, there is so much now that doesn't really depend on me. So a lot now depends on what availability my cover designer has, how quickly he can get his bit done. And then there is the formatting, and my illustrator, Monkey Blood Design, Glynn, is doing the maps. There'll be 2 in this one. So, you know, there is now a lot involved with lots of different people. So the timing isn't entirely down to me at this point. And the last thing that I want to do is set a release date that's going to stress the rest of my team. So we're going to take it easy. And while I do have a release date in mind, I won't announce anything officially until I know that everyone else on my team can also make that, because I really don't want to stress any of them, especially because we're coming up to Christmas and that's not a time of year when anyone needs any more stress. Right, what is next? So you might be wondering now what I'm writing at the moment, because as I said, book 10 is resting, I'm editing the Blood Wisp trilogy, and the answer to that is that I'm not writing anything, because I now have 3 books to edit at the moment. I have, well, if we're including Blood Wisp, I now have 4 books to publish, which aren't fully edited yet. With 3 of them, I've barely made a start. And I thought before I write anything else, I should probably edit what I've already written first and actually get those things out. Because as fun as writing is, just writing alone doesn't get anything published. Did you know that? Brand new. The other thing as well that I have written that I haven't mentioned yet is I'm in an anthology. Yay! So my good friend Rianne was already in this anthology and then someone dropped out. So she suggested to the other group members that I might join, and they very kindly let me in. So thank you very much. I'm very excited to be a part of this anthology. You can already pre-order it. It's called the Once Upon a Name Anthology, and all profits will go to Book Aid International, which is a very, very, very exciting endeavor. So I'm very thrilled to be a part of that. And yeah, the first draft of that, short stories written as well. So there's a lot of editing coming my way. I can't remember now who it was. There were a few authors now that I've talked to on this podcast who have talked about writing by hand. I know one of them was Vitlame. I believe one may have been Ash, possibly. Sorry if I'm remembering that wrong, and there may have been someone else as well. And so I thought, why not try writing something by hand? So I have actually written a few short stories over the summer, because clearly I didn't have enough to do. And I have written all of those short stories by hand, which has been a very different experience for me, but also very exciting. And I feel like my style is a bit different when I write something by hand. But yeah, it's also quite interesting. I haven't actually typed any of this up yet. So I've just got all these first drafts on paper, and I haven't started editing any of it, but I have a deadline with the anthology contribution, so I really need to get that done. Although hopefully by the time that you're listening to this or watching this, if you're on Patreon, I really hope I've done this by now. We'll see. What do I have next? Okay, so there was one thing that I talked about in the Q3 episode that I've already had to end again, and that was my second podcast, The Reading Sparrow. I was very sad that I had to stop this already, but I knew when I went back to the day job that it just wouldn't be feasible in terms of time. There was a lot of organization to do, and of course, if you remember, a lot of the episodes were going to be on the release day for the various authors. So there wasn't much that I could prepare in advance. There wasn't a lot that I could schedule ahead of time. And with how tight my schedule is now, I just knew that wasn't going to happen. So I have sadly had to end that one again. It was in a way doomed before it had really started. That was my fault for not planning that any better. And the authors who have done release day chats with me, I have sent them the audio that we still had so that they at least have the interviews that we did. So they're not, those ones at least aren't really lost. I just sent them on, and the podcast itself doesn't exist anymore because I was stupid and I shouldn't have started another one. Don't let me do that. I clearly don't know my own limits very well. Not just yet on that one. Again, I'm just glancing at my notes. Writing sprint updates. More accurately. Well, last time I gave you an update, so I thought I would do it again. In this writing sprint so far, I believe I'm roughly on day 70 as I'm recording this. So I think that should end somewhere around the 20th of October, so a couple more weeks once this airs. So at time of recording, I have written 48,000 words, 949 words. Very eloquent. I have edited 22,237 words, and I have written by hand 11,109 words. But bear in mind that the words that I've done by hand are just an estimate, because I have to guess when I look at the page. And as I said, I haven't typed any of this up yet, so I don't actually know how much I definitely have. So that's just a guess, but it's something around there. And that also means that my total written so far this year, because those numbers just now, they were just for this writing sprint, so just for the last 70 days. And in total now for this whole year, I have written 150,351 words, which is just, I don't know. I didn't know I could write that much in a year. So I've kind of blown my own mind there a little bit. I'm very impressed with myself. I hope that doesn't sound horrible. But that's a big number. And I have edited 124,000 words in 205. And if you're wondering how I've done that, it's really just the writing sprints. And I think I said at some point that my goal was to just write for 15 minutes a day. That has long since gone out of the water, because I'm now doing, well, not now, but before I went back to work, I was writing for about an hour a day. So that's how that happens. It's definitely not in just 15 minutes a day. That wouldn't work. And of course, now that I'm back at work, I'm generally quite lucky if I can do half an hour in the morning before I leave. Normally it's just 15 minutes or 20. But it's all still progress, and everything is coming together. And as you've already established, I should really be editing now before I write anything else anyway. So, you know, that's all good there. now, what is coming up on this podcast? So we've got quite a few very exciting things coming up, actually. Let me just get my schedule up. Where are we? Yes. So in 2 weeks, I am talking to Becky Wright, one of my Patreons, about a writing routine. This was a really fun chat, guys. The episode itself is roughly an hour long. So normally I will try to keep this episode to only about half an hour, maybe a little bit longer. But with the writing routines, because everyone approaches writing so differently, I try not to impose the same rules to that. And Becky and I had a lot to say. What can I say? And actually, if you're listening on Patreon, you, of course, also get the longer episode. And that is a whopping 2.5 hours long, because we just kept talking about writing, what we drink while we write and edit. We talked about ghosts and the paranormal a lot. So that was also really good fun. Yeah, so do look forward to that episode. It was great. And I've also, well, what else have we got? We've got a chat with Course of Craft podcast about nurturing creativity. I have talked to Faith Rivens about reading with intention and therefore basically learning while you're having fun, which is the ideal goal. And we've also got writing cross-genre coming up with Danny Hoots. And we've also got an episode about writing seasonal coming up with Guy Summers. And well, that'll be quarter four pretty much done, to be honest. Now that I'm only doing 2 episodes a month, it's going much faster. And before we know it, it'll be Christmas. Sorry. It always goes so quickly at this time of year, doesn't it? Yes, so we're nearly done here. I've also got some questions from Patreon about what's coming up and what I've been up to. So Rianne asks, what has happened in your life since July? Phew, well, what hasn't happened in my life since July? That sounds more dramatic than it is. Nothing bad as such has happened. So it's been my boyfriend's birthday. At least I hope Rianne means personal life and not just editing. My parents came to visit. Sorry if this is completely off topic, Rianne. I think this is what you meant, though. And I was really stupid and I tripped on the stairs and I hurt my foot and I still can't walk properly. Did you know that apparently even just mild sprains can take up to 6 weeks to heal? That's a very long time for something that's just mild. And apparently more serious sprains can take an infinite amount of time, apparently. So I don't know how long this is going to last, but it's made walking to work a little bit painful. But on the plus side, I make more excuses to read when I'm home because I'm supposed to elevate my foot, so I get more reading done, which isn't terrible. And of course, I have now also gone back to the day job. I work in a library, so no matter what I do, there's tons of books all around me, which is always good. And of course, as I've already discussed, I have got a lot of writing and editing done over the summer break. So that has really been my priority. I've kind of put that almost before everything else. I haven't taken much time off, but, you know, the things are coming together and everything's going really well. And thank you very much for asking, Rianne. Next question. What have you done that you're proud of? Ooh, that's a loaded question, right? I think the main thing that I've done that I'm really proud of, apart from Blood was pain, obviously, is that I've written all of book 10 over the summer, and that has just all come together so well. I have shared a few pictures of this here and there on Patreon of title ideas and of potential plots for every one of the 10 books. So don't worry, Sparrows, I have a ton of ideas for those and they will happen. I just don't know when, because 10 books is a lot. But yeah, I was really proud of that because it just kind of fell out of me. And I feel like this book, more than any that I've written, really just is a really good representation of my voice as an author. So I'm really excited for you all to read that. But that will be a little way away yet. And also, I think one thing that I'm quite proud of, that I have sent book 10, or the first one in this ecology, to an alpha reader. I've never worked with one before. So just the idea of sending my first draft to someone is pretty terrifying, because it's a first draft. But she is loving book 10 and she's also my ideal reader. So I figured if she loves it, I know that I'm on the right track. And if she does have any ideas in there or things that don't quite work for her, then I know that I really do need to address those things. So that's been exciting as well. It's great as well to see her feedback as she reads. That's very exciting. I'm loving that. So yeah, while it's definitely scary to go with an alpha reader for the first time, it's also been really interesting and I don't regret it one bit. Two more questions. What has been the most challenging thing? Would it be weird to just say Blood Whisp again? I mean, Blood Whisp has just been one big challenge, really. But no, it's definitely Blood Whisp. Just going through everything again. And I know what's been the most challenging thing. I had, of course, critique partner feedback back well since the last episode. So I think I had just sent it to my critique partners at that point. Hang on, let me just look that up. Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, so I had just sent Blood Whisp to my critique partners. So of course, by now I've got their feedback. And while most of them really liked it, there was one who kind of really seemed to not like most sentences, which was quite hard. I think it's really hard though when you're a beta reader or a critique partner, because you know that the author has entrusted you with getting useful critique to them, so you want to do a good job. You know you're doing them a favor and you want to do well. So I think it's really easy to overthink things. I know I can very easily do that when I read a book for someone else. It is so easy to do. So I think that's possibly what happened. But I've learned from that my critique partner team is possibly not quite exactly the right team for my books anymore. So pretty much everyone who is on my Sparrow critique team has been on there since my first book. These are authors I have worked with since my first book. But, you know, that was back in 2016. So most of us would have worked together from, well, roughly 2016, maybe even 2015 in some cases. And, you know, we have, of course, all developed in that time. For some of us, our writing styles have gone in completely different directions. So that was an interesting realization to have, that maybe some of us have just simply evolved in slightly different directions of our writing, which is perfectly fine. But it also means that maybe there are now readers who now might be better suited to the kinds of books that I'm writing. So, well, that realization itself wasn't challenging, but the feedback that I had that got me to that realization was, if that makes sense, because I've already been working on this damn book for so long, in case you didn't know that. And I think I got to a point where every time I looked at it and someone just said, you need to change this, doesn't make any sense, I just went, no more. I don't have the brain capacity anymore. But I sent it to a few more people after that, people who hadn't yet read Blood Whisp, and they all really liked it, and they all loved the things that this one reader wasn't very keen on. And of course, my editors really enjoyed it as well. So that's you know, everything that I wanted, really. I just hope now that you guys will enjoy it as well when it's out. So yeah, that was challenging, but has also had a very good result. And finally, what three things do you want to achieve by December? Ooh, three. Okay, let's see. I would like to publish Blood Whisp. I think I mentioned this earlier. I have a rough idea for a release date in mind. I won't share anything exact yet, but it might be nice to get that out by December, or maybe around early December. But no promises there. Do not quote me on that. Nothing is decided. Nothing is official. And I would like to get Blood Song edited, definitely, and get that off to my critique partners. But that will depend very strongly on how much work it needs. Because, of course, I now don't have as much time to do any editing or writing. So it will depend very strongly on that. And the third thing, let me think. There is a, for now, private project that I'm working on. So some people already know about that. Not everyone does. And it's still secret for now. But I think by December, I would quite have made up my mind about what I want to do with that. I know that's very vague. Sorry about that. If I decide to go anywhere else with that, I will let you guys know. And I just don't want to say anything I'll regret at this point. we will see what happens. But so that's not very exciting for you, I'm afraid, because you don't know what the third thing is. But for me, I think that'll be a priority now over the coming months. And one thing maybe that I would like to actually, you know, that's not really to achieve by December, it's more to achieve in December. I want to take it a bit easier in December because it'll have been a very long year and everyone deserves a break here and there. So I think if I could wrap up just everything that I've said by December, then I can take a few weeks off, especially once I'm off from work as well, and I can just relax and just read all the things. That's the dream. Just read for a long time. That's all I want over my Christmas break. But that is still a little while away. So let's not talk about that time of year just yet. It's going to be a little bit early and we haven't even had Halloween yet. So let's not. I believe that's everything. So there's a lot to look forward to over the coming months. I will see you again with the next quarterly update in early January. I think it'll be the second, and that'll be the first episode of that year. And there'll be a break over Christmas as well. So you won't get an episode every 2 weeks at that point. I think there'll be a 3-week break or something. But I will mention that again when it's time for that. So, yeah, that is my quarter four update. Have a fantastic week, everybody listening. Have a fantastic weekend, Patreon. And, I will see you I will hear you in 2 weeks' time when I talk to Becky Wright about her writing routine. Until then, bye! If you enjoyed today's episode, maybe learned something along the way, hit the subscribe button. You can also connect with me on Twitter at @Serena_Langer, on Instagram and Facebook at @SerenaLangerWriter, and of course on my website at serenalanger.com. You can also support this podcast at Patreon on patreon.com/SerenaLanger. Until next time, bye!